Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 81. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are...
Donnie.
Yeah, pointing to yourself doesn't work.
Well, okay. I'm not used to
it. Oh, okay. Right, I'm normally on the other side of the table. I'm in a red chair tonight. I don't know what to do with myself.
Matt.
Shut up.
Chuck.
Are you guys done? Okay. It's just us. And we tried to figure out something to talk about, but we don't want to spoil Superior Spider-Man. And we can't really remember a lot that came out last week.
New Avengers was terrible.
New Avengers wasn't bad, but it's a Black Panther book, and Black Panther hasn't been able to carry his own book for a while, so that's my concern with that. Well, my other concern is it's a second Hickman world-threatening book.
But it's Hickman Black Panther. Like, Greg Hurwitz Black Panther was awesome, but nobody read it because of the stupid title. But Hickman... like, writing a street-level character is kind of retarded. Like, you want Hickman writing Avengers, Fantastic Four.
Right, big stories.
Big, epic stories. So I have to assume this is going to be more than...
Right, it certainly looks that way, yeah.
Eventually, but...
But yeah, I don't know if that was the best start. I don't know. We'll see when number two comes so I can see what's going on with number two, so... Yeah, and that's about it. Then not a whole lot of news. The only other thing I see, Comic Buyer's Guide is shutting down. And that kind of makes me sad. That was something that was really cool way back when. I subscribed to that all through high school, college, for a long time. Pretty much until I opened the store, from probably the early 80s until mid-2000s. It was really cool in the beginning when I started getting, because it was like a newspaper, two sections of a newspaper folded over, and just tons of ads and articles and all sorts of neat stuff. And then after a while, they changed it. It was only one section. It became more like a magazine. And then they switched it to, and it was weekly. And that was always cool. Every Friday, I knew it would be in the mailbox. It was, you know, exciting. But then it switched to monthly, and it became a lot less exciting. And most of the news was old. And the articles, if you didn't like the writers, you kind of glanced away from it and kind of just lost my attention. And once I opened, I was carrying it for a while, but nobody was buying it. So I canceled my subscription because I was carrying it, and then finally once I stopped ordering it for the store. And it's kind of funny, it's ending on $16.99, and I had ordered a copy of $1,700 just for myself, but it will never come now. So that's a little sad. That
it'll
it just
still
kind
be
of,
here before Powers.
Yeah, but it just abruptly ended. So that's sad. Yeah, Powers. But so that's about it. I figure we dig into the regular previews. Donnie's already jumping to the back. He found a G.I. Joe skateboard deck he wants, apparently.
There's a lot of good stuff back here.
I don't think skateboarding is really a good idea for you.
You know,
personally.
Even when I did have my legs, it wasn't a good idea for me.
But one thing that's interesting, this is the month when we order the Free Comic Book Day books. So they have them all listed
the
here, and which makes it.
I didn't see them.
Yeah, start at the beginning. Which makes it. I don't know, it's always fun to order these, and then it's scary when I punch in the numbers and realize how much I'm spending on the Free Comic Book Day books. Because, as I do like to say, they ain't free to me.
There will be five of each, everyone. Get here while you
can. No, I order plenty. And, I mean, there's certainly some that I'm going to order a bunch of. You know, the Sesame Street Strawberry Shortcake, that's going to do well for people to take them for the kids. It's always great to have that. Every year I have to read all the Free Comic Book Day books just to looking for language, violence, and kind of grade them, so... Sesame Street, it will be nice to be able to put in the G section. Same with Archie and Bongo. Kaboom, Summer Sampler from Boom, that should be fine. Then, you know, Avatar, Star Wars, maybe a little more. But, yeah, it's Star Wars with Darth Vader and Boba Fett. Yeah, I shouldn't have too many of those left. And we got a Top Secret from DC and a Classified from Marvel. Wow. Okay. IDW Turtles Animated Adventures, that's going to do really well. A Walking Dead special.
That'll probably get a click.
Yeah, I think it's, New Tyrese short story. Yeah, we're going to have to order a whole bunch of those. The Marvel Classified Title Free Comic Book Day book. Well, I certainly hope they surpass their reprinting of Avengers 12.1 from last year. Smurfs will do well. SpongeBob, that's going to do well. Ugly Doll Comics. Okay, that's one where I start cutting back.
So whenever you order a bunch of these, the regular books, do you actually sell more of them because of this?
Not really. Yeah. Not necessarily.
I was curious how that
works. Yeah, no, I mean, the idea is for this to give people a taste that they're going to want to get into something, and that would be great. I've never really noticed a huge amount of that. But a lot of these are, you know, good promo yeah. items. I forgot which one he said it was. Sorry, hang on. Okay, none of those. But, like, there's a FUBAR one, and Jeff McClellan, who's the writer on that, is local, and he'll probably come out here and do something. I know he wrote something else. He pointed out something else he had written, one of the Free Comic Book Day ones. So I'll have to look. But then something like Endangered Weapon B. Well, I assume that's probably leading into something that's coming. So I'll order in the hopes that it will sell something. Same with the Molly Danger. I know that's Jamal Igel. Now, that's fun, because that's Action Lab, who's Chad Ciccone's company. So they're doing this Molly Danger, and they're also doing the NFL Rush Zone. So, Action Time Buddies. Is that trying to rip off My Little Pony? Just a little. And then, like, Arcana. I never really order much Arcana because their pricing is out of whack, which we might get to tonight. I think I point it out every month, but... So, I mean, Steampunk is definitely does sell right now. And then, okay, Archaea with Mouse Guard. I won't be able to keep that in. That was crazy last year when they had that little hardcover. It looks like they're not doing the hardcover again, but...
never heard of that.
Mouse Guard, you've never heard of?
Yeah, I remember the free hardcover last year.
That was good. And Sonic and Mega Man flipbook, that I won't have any trouble getting rid of. But then you get Worlds of Aspen. And typically, they're more expensive books. Like, most of the books cost me a quarter. Aspen will be 50 cents. And then you look at it and go, okay... You know, it's not helping me sell anything because they don't come out with things timely. Avatar, unless that's a new Absolution series that's coming, which it might be. And that's part of the problem. They have to get this stuff out so early because this stuff isn't coming out until May. So if it's promoting stuff after May, I don't know what that stuff's going to be because I don't order my May books until March. So sometimes it's a little tricky. Is there a new Absolution coming that they're building off this? I don't know. Capstone Presents Mr. Puzzle. I mean, I'll order for the kids stuff, but I don't know how well that's going to sell. A Mass Effect REPD Killjoys book from Dark Horse. Mass Effect did okay. I don't think I've sold a single copy of REPD yet.
Killjoys. I wonder what that's about.
Bleeding Cool free magazine. So Bleeding Cool likes us to order stuff to give away so far. That's what I'm noticing. They've come out with one issue that I actually sold. That's great.
And I'm going to be buying the second one.
You won't? Okay. I didn't read the first one yet. I read the zero, but I haven't read the one.
Yeah, I'm
Red 10. That's Comics Tribe is trying to get going. They were big indie guys just selling direct to stores, but now they're getting, by getting in previews, they're getting more well known. And then a DC Nation sampler, that's good. Damsels, I don't know, I'd love to be able to sell a copy of that book, but it's not moving. Grimm, based on the TV show. Okay. A little narrow. Then you get things like Marble Season from Gilbert Hernandez, which, very popular guy, but doesn't move a lot of books. Same with Astrid Lindgren's Pippi. Not going to order a ton of that. Comic from the 50, reprinted here for the first time. Okay. Same with Prince Valiant. I mean, it's one of those that people are going to look for because people aren't going to order a lot. Same with Buck Rogers in the 21st century. Hermes Press, I think they're based out of Newcastle. But their stuff is so expensive. Judge Dredd Classics, and that might do something with the Judge Dredd book doing very well. Aphrodite 9, new image thing. Oh. Liquid Comics, which used to be... Oh, what was their brand? They had another... They were known as something else. And they did all these Indian comics, and it looks like they're trying to bring them back. They never sold well, though. Marvel, okay, now we got the kids' book, Hulk Smash. That's good. The Tick. Tick will do okay. Rated free for everyone from Oni. Okay. And Strangers, that's they're giving away the first issue for free. They did that last year with Bad Something, but the book did not sell at all. Disney's Fairies, now that'll fly out of here for the kids. But 2000 AD probably won't. Atomic Robo will do well. Finding Gossamer had a free one last year. But the book didn't really take off or do anything. Top Shelf I like. That stuff will do well. Valiant getting a free one. That's good. Get more promo with their stuff because their stuff is doing well. I don't know what the heck these last two are. Then the HeroClix promotional figure. Oh, we don't even... It's a top secret that we have to pay $1 a piece for. Great.
I want one of these shirts on the next page.
Well, they're not free.
Classified shirt.
Yeah, a classified shirt. Yeah, great. Oh, it is... Okay, it's Jim Chung. We just don't know what it looks like yet.
Maybe it's
but apparently it's going to be a Marvel image. Yeah. Something Marvel now. Oh, maybe it's going to be Age of Apocalypse.
You'd be giving away...
Or Age of Ultron, sorry.
You'd be giving away wristbands?
No.
Oh.
What's the point? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but...
You got to really be excited about Free Comic Book Day, though.
Yeah, that and the $10 bags and that kind of stuff. That kind of... I pass on a lot of that stuff. I do get... I get the plastic bags.
Speaking of Ultron. Those in.
Age of Ultron. We're getting there. Or no, we probably are. We already did Marvel. Forget that.
Yeah. Don't forget it when it comes to buying it, though.
No, get buy plenty.
Another Sea Day for Cross this year.
Yep, yep, I saw that.
Speaking of that, the $100 set.
Yeah, did you look at that?
It says order early because they're limited.
What are you talking about?
You have to go to the Avatar, but there's a $100 set for the Cross.
Like 250 of them.
Yeah. When they say order early, can you actually order now?
No.
Or you have to do order all at one time?
Yeah.
Damn. Because I want one.
I don't think so. I mean, that... That would be weird.
Yeah, I was reading it. It looks like a pretty cool set.
It's got like 9 covers and a sketch card that's signed.
Just
and
way ahead, man.
Well, I meant actually to email you about it, but reading the orange. Go back. On the left side in the orange.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's the $100 pack.
All 8 Cross 25 covers, the leather cover, and the 2 retailer incentive covers. VIP edition you can only get in this set. A unique, fully painted original art by Ken Meyer. A complete set of 6 promo cards. A Cross sketch card signed by Garth Ennis and Jason Burroughs. Wow. Yeah, it shouldn't be impossible.
I just want this cover.
Which
with
one?
The goalie mask on.
I can get that.
I'll probably be purchasing
that. Wait, you like that hockey thing?
Yeah. Just a little.
That sport? Is it coming back?
Oh, yeah. It'll be back.
Okay. You sure?
Didn't they say they were supposed to have games by the 19th or something?
Yeah, that's what the plan is anyway.
Hooky? Okay. Okay, let's go back to Dark Horse. Well, we should have continued from Avatar. That would have been so cool. Okay. BPRD, the thing that makes me excited about this is that it's Fabio Moon and Gabriel Ba. So I might actually read this one. Just because I like them a lot. From Day Tripper, that I beat you guys over the head with. Oh, Punk Rock Jesus was last week. That was good.
Yeah, but only 2 of us read it.
Okay.
I think only these guys.
When's the trade coming out?
I think it's in this book.
It's in this book.
Yeah, Hellboy and Hell 4, that's been selling quite well.
Colder is very weird. Book.
Yeah, where's that one going?
Hopefully they extend it past 5.
Yeah, I don't know. That is bizarre. Buffy. Oh, look at Phil Noto. He is so good. Sorry, Buffy cover by Phil Noto. Buffy Trade Volume 3. Good. Somebody was just asking me about that today. Angel and Faith, Willow. Those all sell well. I have no complaints about those.
Why'd you have so many then, whenever you were having those dollar boxes?
It was tough because they kept... you kept selling out, and they'd do second and third prints, so you'd order more. Mm-hmm. And then they always have 2 covers. And for some reason, some will sell and some won't. You just never know. That's kind of creepy, that Misty Circus cover. Matt's not even paying attention. He's reading this Harley Quinn. Conan the Barbarian, I wish that would sell better. I don't know why it doesn't. I guess I should start reading it so I can push it.
You might not push it if you read it.
That's true.
It's Brian Wood.
It is Brian Wood, but it's just not... I wish it did more. It's only selling 5 or 6 copies.
Yeah,
see when the Massive is dropping, too.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of iffy with that.
Sledgehammer 44. Wow.
It feels like the early days of
Jason
DMZ.
Latour, your buddy.
Yeah. I think the Massive feels like early DMZ,
okay.
So I'm going to stick it out.
Okay. It was just moving a little slow for me. It seemed like nothing was happening. Yeah, Black Beetle. Man, I want to yell at them because number zero came out and I sold out and I can't get more. And it's like, come on, guys, you can't.
I didn't know it came. That's probably why I didn't know it came out.
Yeah, I can't. You need more. Nothing too exciting here.
It's interesting that they're still soliciting Star Wars stuff.
Well, until the license goes. They're just not going to renew the license. So they're just going to keep coming out with it. But yeah, I wonder how... Yeah, like here's a Star Wars Legacy Prisoner of the Floating World ongoing. So how long is that going to go on?
Princess Leia's granddaughter or something?
I think they said whatever their...
Yeah.
Whatever their contract is, that's how long they'll be able to use it.
Yeah, but then you like Star Wars number 3. I sold out of number 1 immediately today. So how long will this one go? So that's just sad.
Well, it's in the continuity between episode 4 and 5 and written by Brian Wood. Of course it's going to sell.
Right, but I ordered triple what my normal Star Wars sells. Mm-hmm. You think that's fair? You know?
Yeah.
And sold out by 1 o'clock today. That's weird. Freaks Amour. Yeah, $17.99. Why not?
What is that?
It's not in that book. You're looking in the wrong book. Hey, Lone Wolf and Cub. Hey, it's Captain America.
Didn't find it yet.
Game of Thrones stuff. I'm having fun ordering that. I've been watching season 2. That is so good. Okay, now into DC. Yeah, Justice League of America number 2 cover. This is the promotional art shown. So we're not even going to show you what the cover looks like.
Ooh. You can just check Amazon at midnight.
Yeah. Green Arrow 18. We'll see if Lemire can save this one. The first one of his came out last week. Or this week. This week. Isn't it?
Venera?
Yeah. Or no. It's not yet. Same. Okay. It all starts blurring together.
I think.
Katana and Vibe. Okay.
No, that's not Vibe. It's just League of America's Vibe.
Okay. Yes. Well, I remember they said, because spinning out of... I'm like, how can it spin out of when we haven't seen him in Justice League of America yet? Guy's getting cart before the horse. Now, Justice League... I like the Justice League storyline that's going, so...
Which one is that?
The Throne of Atlantis.
Those two
have been good so far. So we'll see where this one keeps going. Flash, I still can't get into.
Nice.
Wonder Woman's been
not
good.
Fun to read.
Yeah.
Wonder
Woman's
Flash,
been really good.
Actually. The whole Gorilla Grodd story.
I haven't read it.
No.
But Wonder Woman, I think, has been really good. Savage Hawkman, whole new direction, hopefully, please. Let's fix that one. It's dying.
Who's writing it now?
Now it's Tom DeFalco.
Yeah. Better, but not...
Yeah,
much.
Fury of Firestorm by Juergens, drawn by Juergens. Okay, they just need something to get people back on these, to give them a try. Earth 10, Earth 2 has been good. I'm looking forward to reading the current one. I'm way behind on World's Finest.
How do you make me want to go check Green Arrow?
Check what?
Check Green Arrow. To make
oh, okay.
Miss a Lemire Ritchie.
Action Comics, now, yeah, this is the new one with Andy Diggle and Tony Daniel.
I'll be stopping there.
It's going to get better, man. Tony Daniel art, that could be good.
So, oh, yeah, I'm not stopping because of that. It's just, I'll finish out Morrison and then be done with it.
Okay.
I'll get Man of Steel. Try that when it comes out.
Yeah, the rest of Superman's just finishing up that Hell on Earth. Batman. Batman Inca has been good. Confusing. Yeah, Batman and Robin. You dare not miss this issue. Okay? Not final cover. Okay? How do I order this? Oh, I like how they put their names in the signature and all the bats. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, and then... Now, Batman. Now, This is the second time he's had a weird neck thing going on with Batman. I remember there was a Batgirl cover where it just... And it's Kubert. That's a Kubert cover. Yeah, just where... The torso doesn't really move like that.
You don't know that.
True. Talon, I gotta get caught up on. Dark Knight. That's an interesting cover. Oh, yeah, Van Sciver's on this now. That should be good. And Detective. People are liking the John Layman Detective stuff, so. Batgirl with guest writer Ray Fox before Gail Simone comes back.
Was he originally supposed to be?
He was originally supposed to fill in, but then he was going to take over, I think. Or I don't know if they ever announced who was going to officially take over. But, yeah, then that's a mess. Catwoman. I know Matt loves Anne Nesenti. Birds of Prey taking on Jim Zub is taking over that, so hopefully something will happen there. I just didn't like the first one, so I never kept going, but maybe I'll jump on with this one.
So there's Mr. Freeze in there and Mr. Freeze and Batwoman, I guess.
He gets around. Yeah. It's popular. Batwing, okay. Nightwing, hopefully, yeah, Nightwing should be good. Yeah, I'm definitely interested to see, you know, everything's spinning out of Death of the Family, so we'll see where that's going to lead. It's a good cover on Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Is that the final cover?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah. And then Green Lantern, now we go into Wrath of the First Lantern, and DC asked what people were liking, and I said they're getting tired of all the events in Green Lantern. It seems to be never-ending.
Especially this one.
Yeah, and now it's going to lead right into this one, and that's my concern, that it's just going and going. That's neat. They have a Rip cover on Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, I saw he's done a couple.
Has he done stuff for DC?
I thought I saw one or two in the previews.
He's doing Clone right now for Image. But yeah, all of a sudden I'm looking at the middle face. I'm like, that looks like Rip. And then I look down and I go, cover by Rip. Wow.
So we still don't know this, what's going on with Hal Jordan and Sinister.
Right.
Another good. It hasn't been enjoyable.
Yeah, another new cover on the good cover on the Red Lanterns. That's a good one. Not reading it, but it's a good one. And Constantine number one. Okay, let's see where this goes. Definitely be getting it, but I am sad they ended Hellblazer. Justice League Dark has still been really good. Phantom Stranger, I need to. I was happy to see they changed the artist and Gene Haas doing it, so I hope he stays with it, not just a guest artist. Because that was another thing I told DC. I says the art just and Phantom Strangers looks unfinished. Just I don't know. I just don't care for it. Sword and Sorcery. We got Hellblazer now in with the Amethyst. Animal Man, the Rot World epilogue. The Animal Man and Swamp Thing that came out today were really good. So. Uh-oh, the heartbreaking epilogue to Rot World. That doesn't sound good.
That's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Like the last five or so.
And they're still?
Well, it's finishing up in the next issue, so six issues. Okay. You know, it's not unbearable.
Well, this is still Rot World, though. This isn't going to come out for, what, two more months?
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, we just got 16. So, well, it's finishing up in 17, and then these are the epilogues, so. Dial H has been interesting, to say the least. iVampire has been really good. The major character dies this issue, so I wonder which one. So on the cover, it looks like Mary.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
True, fair enough. Team 7, I know, Matt, you said you weren't real thrilled with this one.
Mm-mm. No, not really.
And Threshold gives us Captain Carrot. Sweet.
But you've all been waiting for
Captain
yes.
K-Roth.
Well, yes. Fair enough. Yeah, then just some that are just kind of moving along. All-Star Western, Deathstroke, Stormwatch. Suicide Squad got a good bump from 15, so we'll see if that carries into 16.
I would imagine anything with Death of Family's getting a good bump.
Yeah, it is. Legion, I'm glad it's down to just one issue. Then they got rid of Legion Lost. We'll see if that can hold for them. Teen Titans, still moving ahead. Ravagers, now, wait, Amikami Girls, number one? Didn't we already have a number one?
I don't get that.
No, I'm confused. Unless that's a mini and this is an ongoing of the digital? I don't know. Oh, a new monthly Amikami series begins here. Okay. Not a big seller. Arrow's doing much better than I expected. I think I sold out of the first one, which surprised me. I got more in, but sold through what I thought was a pretty strong order.
Because of the show, or just because?
Yeah, I think because of the show. No, I think definitely because of the show. I've heard a lot of good reviews on this JSA Whistling or Liberty Files Whistling Skull, but I haven't gotten to it yet. And Legends of the Dark Knight seems to fluctuate based on who's doing it. So this one looks good. Jeff Parker, Michael A. Von Oeming, and Matt's favorite, Rob Williams.
Ooh.
But it does have Oeming art, and also has a Rip story, so with a cover by Guillaume March. So
cool.
Joe Kubert Presents wraps up. Smallville's still doing quite well. People don't want to let go. And then we get into the hardcovers, so we're getting into some of the volume twos and some of the new number ones. Oh, okay, and some of the paperback number ones. Detective. So that's good to get this stuff out. Because the trades are selling very well as well. Which is good, surprising how many copies I'm selling of the main ones. And then something like, here we go, Authority hardcover. That's sweet. Volume one, issues 1 through 12. That's good. And Batman Noir, Eduardo Risso Deluxe Edition. That should do well. All the Azzarello Risso stuff. Hey, new printing of Batman Year 100. Yay. We were just talking about it online, about that wasn't doing well. It was out of print. We needed it. Secret Identity coming back into print, good. Because the only way I could sell it now was that there was two $7.99 books. Which is confusing. People looked at me funny. Some video game comics. This will do. The Dragon Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, book 2. Number 1 sold very well. And then Punk Rock Jesus, which I will be ordering a boatload.
You gotta order a boatload. You're pushing. Everybody's gonna buy it.
I'm pushing it, and this is gonna have 10 extra pages, too.
Uh-oh.
So.
10 new story pages.
Yeah, I was really hoping that being like fancy new, you know, big oversized
hardcover. Only $17 for 224 pages.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's black and white, but.
Oh, still.
Yep. No, it's a good deal.
If it was a Marvel book, it'd be 25.
Yeah, easy. So, Fables, Ferris. Now, Time Warp, this is a new anthology book, and this is, has that Gail Simone thing they were talking about. Oh, a Jeff Lemire drawn one. Interesting. Cool.
I think Lemire really wants to be an artist, but realizes he isn't good enough.
Yeah.
So he's a writer.
Yeah.
Because he's great at that.
Yep.
I like the Sweet Tooth art.
Yeah, it's just different. I don't know, you know, I like it, but...
Yeah, I don't think he could ever do a mainstream book,
though. No, he couldn't do... Well, he could do Batman, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that.
I didn't like his Batman on the...
Okay.
The Legends, but...
Okay. Now, an Arrow statue based on the TV show. Maybe, only because it's 13 inches high, so... Put a little goatee on him. We'll be good. Now, the Superman statue, no. That's just weird.
But look who the artist is.
Yeah. Well, it's based, but the metallic, I don't care for the metallic.
Yeah, I was tempted, but I'm not going to do it.
And it's 11 inches high, but that means he's, like, what, 4?
Yeah.
So, now the Deathstroke Green Arrow 2-pack. Oh, three, those are tiny. Wow. Okay, never mind. I won't be ordering that. 3.75 inches tall, a 2-pack for $29.95. That seems a little much. Now, this Joker statue, that'll do well. Yeah. So that'll go with the Harley that just came out, that I need to get more of because people are yelling at me.
Yelling?
Well, okay. And Simon, well, not you, but others. And Simon Baz, the new Green Arrow, so that'll tie in with those figures that have sold remarkably well, like 2 cases of each, which surprises me. So, on to IDW, new G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe Special Missions, there must be a movie coming or something.
Bringing back the Special Missions title from the 80s.
Yeah. John Byrne Fantastic Four Artist Edition. You know what, this one's tempting to me because John Byrne from the 80s was John Byrne at his best, and this could be something quite cool. Yeah, the Gil Kane Spider-Man just came out today, which is amazing.
Why is it that IDW can sell Marvel stuff?
Well, because it's just technically they're reprinting the pages that are already done. They're not selling it as a story. They're selling it, but it's listed with Marvel. They're getting Marvel's permission.
That, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a. They're not going against Marvel's wishes or anything. And I'm sure they're making no money on these because the production costs have to be huge. The complete Zosser of Zilk collecting both issues. Wow. That I don't think I sold one of. Judge Dredd Year One, which is cool. So that's selling much better than I expected. Turtles, Popeye, ponies, Godzilla's Kisses, Ghostbusters, all doing fine. Transformers, not so much. Doctor Who. Yeah, nothing too exciting. Just, you know, same stuff, just next issue, which... And some stuff I've never heard of. Vitriol the Hunter, Iron Sky, Fever Ridge. It's stuff I'm going to have to look at. Because most of that I order two of and hope to sell. I'm going to have to get this one, Strange World of Your Dreams for Sandy. Comics meets Sigmund Freud and Salvador Dali. I think she'll like that. Man, another Crawl to Me edition. How many times are they going to...
Limited to 150.
Yeah, but this is like Please the fourth inquire. Different version of this book. It's like, man, did they pay a lot for the license and they got to make their way out of it?
I think there's some kind of TV show or movie in the works.
Well, there was. I mean, it's based on a movie, I think.
But yeah. It's a horror movie.
Is it? Okay. Okay, on to Image, Matt's favorite. He's moving to trade.
A lot of it, yeah, because it doesn't come out often enough.
Yeah. Yeah, like East of West, Jonathan Hickman, he's not timely.
What is that, 1 of 4? That's a 2-year book.
It doesn't actually say, so... I don't know. Oh, ongoing. So. Now, I like Nick Dragotta because he does a lot of work with Allred, so he has a similar style. So that's cool. But then you have something like this, Five Ghosts, The Haunting of Fabian Gray, 1 of 5 by two people I've never heard of. It's like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just, you know, how do you order this? So I put in pretty much my default.
That's a lot of their new versions.
Yeah,
stuff
but I put in, because you never know what's going to take off and what's not. Now, Las Vegas, that'll probably do okay. With an incentive cover by Francesco Francavilla. So.
Isn't it Jim McMahon?
Yeah.
McCann.
Yeah. And Janet Lee. Yeah. So that'll do well. Mm. And then you have this new Joe Casey book that I know Donnie's going to want. So
I'm in.
Yeah. First issue collector's item. Finally a good reason to come into the comic book store.
I can't wait to come in here and say, I want sex.
Yep. There you go. He'll scream it at the counter. I want sex. Now, I'm enjoying these Skull Kickers covers, where the last one was the Uncanny Skull Kickers, and this one's now Savage Skull Kickers, totally riffing off the Savage Wolverine cover.
Yeah, so I love that. I'm solicited for that.
Yeah, so that's fun. Yeah. P.S. Retailers, rack this comic beside any other Savage comics you may have hanging around the shop. We won't mind. So, Walking Dead, the Governor Special. Now, I'm not going to get beaten over the head on this one because it's just reprinting 27. I won't
but
order it.
But the Michonne ones sold so well.
It has. It cost, sure.
Will you be giving those away for Halloween next year?
There's no, I'm almost out, actually, to be honest. Yeah.
There's a story from CBLDF.
Yeah.
In there, too.
Right, but the Michonne one had the story from
Playboy,
but nobody wanted it. Yeah. I mean, it sold, but when I put it on half
off. If it had the pictures of the women in there.
Sorry, Donnie. That's this other book by Joe Casey.
Yeah.
We've got the Liefeld page. Wow, story, art, cover.
He's doing it all.
He's doing it all.
He's not doing the interior art.
On the one he is.
On the Bloodstrike he is.
It was funny. I was reading this wrestling article talking about Monday Night Raw, and the guy said John Cena's shoe came off, and he said he had these tiny little feet. He looked like he was drawn by Rob Liefeld, and I just thought that was so funny in this wrestling thing that he actually put that in there. I'm like, whoa! So he said he has pouches on his pants. Maybe if they could get his eye to glow. So I thought that was very funny. Yeah, Maximum Minimum Wage, Bob Fingerman, $35. I have no idea.
There wasn't a lot of new Image stuff that I could really get excited about besides the East, West, and Sex.
Yeah, that's about it. And everything is, again, just...
And Skull Kickers next issue. Trade.
But, like, here, Severed trade paperback. How late is that? We should have had that a long time ago.
When the hard the hardcover, when did that come out?
It came out, I sold like one. You know, that's something that's just horribly late.
The first time Snyder called.
Yeah.
It was like on issue
It was almost done, yeah.
It was good. I mean,
yeah, but that was
I really liked that.
A long time ago. Okay. And then just, yeah, for the rest of it is just next issue, which is fine. Just, it's hard to go, ooh, Darkness 113. Yeah. Matt, did you read the new Luther Strode?
I did.
I like that.
I did too.
That was good. Hey, new set of Walking Dead figures. Let's see. It's going to have a Merle and a Michonne and three zombies. So let me guess. The case is going to have one Merle, one Michonne, and all the rest will be zombies. Oh, it is cool that it's two of her pets. That's kind of neat. I thought they didn't have her arms, though.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't. And maybe they come off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we have the three-pack without the arms.
Yeah, they do come off.
Down below, though.
Oh, okay.
Autopsy zombie.
You'll probably sell the three-pack.
Yeah. But now it's black and white and bloody. That does really look like her. And him. That's good. Okay. Marvel Iron Man 3 Top Secret Minimates. Great. Now I'm ordering Top Secret Minimates. Yay. Everything's top secret. Tell you what, it's 9 o'clock. Maybe we'll hit the back of previews next time. And hopefully I'll have good news next week. So hopefully I'll have good news tomorrow. So we'll wrap it up and we'll talk to you next week. And I'll try to get this up in a more timely fashion than I have been lately. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on tracks that I flip, yeah, because you ain't seen it quite like this, because that's how we do it in the 616. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings, laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars, me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard, and from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though, you hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track, I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets, demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats, and my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock, they're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with, and mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. That's how we do it in the 616.
Hey, yo, Vince. Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited
children. I'm ripping tracks like a Mark V with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest, you're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch, eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a